If you're, say, 2-2, it's bad, but, you know, players might say, well, we still got 12 games left.
Exactly.
But if you're 5-3 or 5-4, then, wow, we can't, you know, does that really sink in at that point?
It sinks in big, and it's something they see and they talk about more than, you know, they finally understand what Bill's been harping about all year long. So, yeah, we don't change our emphasis from one end, beginning of the year to the end, but it's a difference in how the guys perceive it makes a world of a difference. You know what I mean? They just like anybody else. Beginning, you don't think it's very important. Later, as it gets down, that game becomes critical.
Yeah.
Just sort of changes, and it changes in their minds also. So it makes it a little easier to sell to them, and their sense of urgency gets heightened, and they go after it. And we've been very successful, guys, making plays when we have to make plays. And that's where we went.
Just in general, how much has the team improved since week one?
In general, I think we've improved a lot. I think we got a long way to go. I don't think we're there. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we've been a little bit up and down with some of the stuff we've done, but I think they've gotten better. I mean, we've had some guys have to step up and play that, you know, through the injuries that have made us a little bit, made us better, I think. You know, it's made us better. We've been more multiple than we probably would have been without those things happening.
Ivan, you got four running backs who are really making a positive impact this year. It seems like each week, you know, it might be Shane starting one week, or Steven, or Danny, you know, anybody. Can you talk about the process of what goes into sending out a running back on a given play, whether it's the start of the game, start of a drive, middle of a drive?
Well, I'm not going to give you any secrets on that. What I'm going to say is when we game plan, we practice a certain way, and we go right up to the beginning of the game. Before the coin toss, we're still talking about what we're going to do, how we want to play this game. And Josh finally makes a decision what calls he wants to go with, and that usually sort of dictates who's going in the game. Everybody has a role. Everybody has a role, and then everybody else has got to back up everybody else because you can get an injury, and somebody's got to be able to take over that role. So everybody's got to do everything. But just like everybody has strong suits, you try to take advantage of their strong suits. You try to do what that guy does the best, and that's who you use. That's where you go.
Also, you guys have a fairly young room compared to probably previous seasons. Is that something that maybe we overrate as an important factor to success, or is that something that you think having a veteran around makes a difference?
Oh, I'd love to have a veteran around. Woody's my veteran. He's my veteran. Shoot, yeah, he keeps everything going in that room. Keeps the guys in tune and, you know, shows them how it's done and how to be a professional athlete. And yeah, that's my big dog right there. He's the boss in the room there. I think it helps to have some senior leadership. A veteran guy. Young guys coming in. This is a different game. This is not the college game. This is a different game. So it helps to have somebody around. And you got to remember, Rhea and Shane were both here with Kevin and those guys last year. So they got a chance to learn from those guys about the little things about being a professional athlete. That's what it's all about, how you got to take care of your body. I mean, all the things that are important off the field. None of those guys have a problem on the field. They practice, they play hard. But it's the little things they do off the field that makes them successful, that gives them a chance for longevity in the league. You know, those are the things that they learn from the veteran guys.
What are the biggest things they learn from Woodhead?
Well, from Woodhead, they watch him train. You got to train off the field. You got to prepare yourself to play. And they watch him steady and figure the importance of all those things. And those are a couple of things they have to figure out. Because, you know, they're used to everybody telling them everything to do. That doesn't happen anymore. They're a man now. They're running their own life, as you should say. So they got to make some decisions on their own about what they're going to do off the field in their free time. When they finish with us at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, what are they doing? What are they doing? And that's the kind of stuff they got to learn from older guys. That's important.
And does it open their eyes at all that Woodhead's the type of guy that hasn't had anything really handed to him throughout his
I think all that plays into it, but I think what really opens their eyes is the success he's had on the field. That's what they look at. I mean, this guy's successful. He's not just on the bench. He's not watching the game. He's playing the game. He's doing what I want to do, play the game. So how does he get it done? That's what I want to know.
It's in big spots too. Big third down plays.
Making plays in critical situations, that's critical. That's really critical.